Two guys, one topic.
Counting down from five.
This is the Topical Five.
Topical Five.
Here's Matt and John.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen.
Look who it is.
We made it.
We did.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is John.
And I'm Matt.
And this is the Topical Five.
What's going on, guys?
You know how we do it. We got to get into this top five countdown.
Ooh, I'm excited, John. So what is your topic?
This week, or the same day, or the month.
Yeah, we record a bunch of these.
In the future. You know, sometimes you get that craving, Matt, and you don't want anything sweet. I mean,
like
sometimes
candy bars?
You do. We ain't going to get it about candy bars, not right now. But sometimes you just need that crunchy, that good crunchiness.
Saltiness.
That saltiness. And so this is going to be my top five.
Beef jerky.
Chips.
Oh, chips. Okay. I'm good with that.
Not even necessarily potato chips. I didn't even want to say potato chips.
I think chip is so like, could be like a
it
Cheeto.
It could be.
A chip is a chip. A bag
chip
of chips.
Chip is a chip. Yeah, you know what I mean.
You tell somebody to go to the store, give me a bag of chips.
Is a goldfish a chip?
I think so.
Because people put goldfish in this category, and
like
I was
a cracker,
very disturbed.
I don't know.
It's more like a cracker to me.
I don't know, but you eat them like you would eat chips, like a side.
It's a snack that smiles back. I get it. I get it, Matt. I got kids, and they sing that too.
But they're also cookies, and they're delicious.
What?
Goldfish.
They're not cookies.
They make them. They make
like
cake
really?
Flavor. Well, yeah, they're cookies. We have chocolate ones. Yeah,
got kids. You know about all the snacks.
We know about all the snacks.
That's the thing. Matt got the snack.
We know about those 2021 snacks.
Yeah, I know nothing about.
Really?
Speaking of 2021 snacks, apparently, like, who was it? Nutter Butter or
uh-oh. Got my attention.
You remember like the little chocolate bars?
Mm-hmm.
There was like two in the pack.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's some new snack coming out.
The mini versions
of those.
What?
And they're just like a bag of them.
Nutty Bars.
Yeah, Nutty Bars. They're Nutty Bar Bites.
Look at me. I know about the snacks.
So apparently, somebody posted about that, talking about all them 2021 snacks about to be hitting.
Give me a link after this. We doing this. You ready?
I'm ready, dude. Let's get into it.
Number five.
So number five, Matt. I'm very basic when it comes to my chips.
Okay.
And you can make fun of me all you want to.
Let your blackness out. Let me hear it. Let me hear it.
Hot sauce and... No, but
ketchup.
Ketchup chips are gross. We're not even gonna get it.
We have established ketchup chips are disgusting.
Ketchup chips.
Sorry to our Canadian friends.
Gonna be on the list. But I'm sorry, Mike.
But Canadian chips, those ketchup chips are disgusting.
But yeah. I'm just gonna say,
thanks,
for
Chad.
My number five is gonna be the Lay's sour cream and onion.
Okay, green bag, nice.
The green bag, and it's really any sour cream and onion chip, really.
Okay.
I don't know.
Are you a Ruffles or you like a?
I enjoy the Ruffles.
Okay.
But I do enjoy Lay's, I think, more.
Okay.
Because a part of me used to, like, when I was little, I used to like crunching them up in the bag and then just dumping them in my mouth. And I don't know why. It was like almost a lazy way of instead of just picking
such
one,
a chungus move.
It's just like.
Okay. Did you ever lick your finger and rub it in the inside of the bag?
Nah, I never did that.
You did.
I used to be mad at those kids. Kids, they would tear the bag open in the cafeteria and start licking it.
Oh, yeah.
There ain't no way it's that good.
No, there ain't no chips that good.
Yeah. So I'm going to say the Lay's sour cream and onions, or any type of sour cream and onion. It's just, I don't even like, you know, the onion dip like people make. I don't even like that.
It's a different texture, though.
I don't like any of that stuff.
See,
but
I do.
The actual sour cream and onion chip. I
like French onion dip. Mm-mm-mm.
That's what it's called.
Delicious.
I'm just not a French onion dipper.
Okay.
Can you get that on a t-shirt?
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not a French onion dipper.
I'm going to get you a shirt.
just don't want anything about it.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're going to go through these. Not quickly, but, you know.
Number four.
We're going to get through them. Number four. Old cheddar sour cream.
Ooh, I had that last weekend. Very
and
delicious.
I haven't had them in a long time, but I do remember they are
delicious.
Kind of
a slightly weird orange color.
They're always slightly weird orange color. The Pringles don't do it for me.
The Ruffles
got
to
be the
good.
Ruffles.
Yes, sir.
It got to
yes,
be the
sir.
Ruffles. And yeah, they're just good.
They hit just right because there's a saltiness to them, but that cheese kind of taste in there too. Yeah, definitely. The Ruffle version of that.
I'm just saying, that showed up in your lunchbox when you're a kid.
Thank you, Mom.
Thanks.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. I didn't know what I had in here. But
everybody had their hand out. They wanted a chip.
Yo,
nope.
Get a chip.
Nope.
Nah, man.
No, they're my man.
You got to trade me two Twinkies for this.
Exactly. Take a hike. Take a hike, Jake.
So, you knew Jake, too?
Yeah. Jake's always had his hands out.
Jake's always a douchebag.
You ready?
Yeah, man, I'm ready.
Number three.
So number three, and this is going to be a weird one for me. I can tell right now that Matt doesn't like these just because I know how he was raised.
White.
I didn't say it.
You did.
I didn't say it.
Say it.
But I'm going to say the Fritos chili cheese.
Oh, gross.
I know it. Oh. I know. Yeah, like Fritos smell like God. Feet. I get it.
Oh, God. Yes, that is. No, thank you.
Matt,
no,
I'm just letting you know right now.
Thank you.
Cheese puffs did not make this list.
What?
So
she doesn't even go here.
So yeah, it's something about the Fritos, man. I would always gravitate to the Frito, either the barbecue, but I felt like I'm more one for the chili cheese Fritos. And
exactly do you have to make to get that flavoring?
It's a corn chip.
No, but to make the chili cheese and all that, and then how do you turn meat into a powder?
Chili and cheese. Look,
disgusting, sir.
I like chili cheese, dude.
Whatever, that's gross.
The regular corn chips were fine too, and you threw some cheese or something else on them, like a Frito pie. You ever had Frito pie?
Sorry, sir, you've lost me. I'm no longer paying attention.
Have you never had Frito pie before?
I know what Frito pie is. They call it a walking taco.
You never went to Engine 15 and got a Frito pie?
No, because I don't go to Engine 15 to buy Frito pies.
Matt,
I get a beer and I might get like a pretzel. Their pretzels are delicious.
To take your wife.
No, the pretzels are on point.
See, this is your problem. You're getting basic snacks.
From Sinatti's.
Basic snacks.
You can't even buy them at Sinatti's, but Sinatti's makes them.
Matt.
What? I'm not having a Frito pie. It's a bag of Fritos with some sour cream.
Matt, it is not, though.
And some cheese sprinkled on it. Like splat,
okay,
like
can we do a live video where we go get Frito pies?
At Engine 15.
At Engine 15.
Sponsored by Zoom Podtrack P8.
Sponsored by Zoom.
Okay.
And I will pay for it.
Okay.
And then you can give your live, honest opinion, because it's not just a Frito pie. I mean, it's not just chips with cheese sprinkled on it, whatever you call it.
Only if we get 5 people commenting Frito pie.
Okay.
They got to comment. They just have to type in Frito pie on any of our posts.
Okay.
I don't care. It just says Frito pie. 5 people. And then five separate people.
We'll go and let you try Frito pie.
So I know I know the 5 people. Who's going to do it? Ben's one of them.
Yeah.
Charlie's probably one of them.
Uh-huh.
Tim's one of them.
Uh-huh.
Chad might hook us up.
Yep.
That fifth is a wild card. But I think there's 5 people I can count on that'll put in Frito pie.
All right, Brianne, we're counting on you.
She don't listen to the podcast. Good luck on that one. Good luck on that one, sir. She don't listen. All right, what are we at? Number 2?
She's smart. Yeah, man, I guess so.
Number 2.
Can't believe he shot down my Frito pie thing.
Gross.
That was a wild card. That was a wild card. I will give it
a wild card at your number 3 spot. Wow, you're not a very good poker player.
Whatever, man. I like it. I wasn't putting cheese puffs on there.
Ass. Man, I'm telling you right now. Can I be honest?
Yeah.
We're fighting if there's pretzels on this list. If just raggedy ass pretzels, those hard, gross
pretzels are delicious.
Like pretzels, they can be rolled gold. I don't care. We're fighting. I'm just gonna tell you. I'm be honest. Can I be honest?
All right. He's gonna knock.
All right. Continue with your number 2, sir.
So number 2.
Wait, for salt and vinegar show up on this pizza.
Number 2, and you might hate these as well.
Oh, God.
I'm just gonna say the classic nacho cheese Doritos.
Classic.
As number 2.
I'm all about that.
Because they're very versatile. You can use them in a lot of different things. Taco salad. You ever put Doritos on a taco salad before?
If you're going to have a salad, why the hell are you going to crumple up Doritos,
Matt,
on it? You don't need that.
Matt, see, look, you're ain't living, dude.
I am.
You get your taco meat, you get your veggies, put it in a bowl, and then crunch up Doritos on top, and then put salsa with sprinkled cheese. You ain't ever do that?
No.
You ain't never been poor then. So
I have been, but I've hovered somewhere between like really poor and not that poor.
I mean, it was a good meal though. And sometimes, like, for some reason, when we grew up and we had hot dogs for dinner, we always had Doritos with hot dogs.
So, yeah, I will agree.
Dogs, like, that would make either chili dogs or regular hot dogs, but we always had Doritos, right?
I'm okay
there
with it. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to put a little bit of that chili on top of my Doritos from the hot dogs. It was always good, Matt.
I'm okay. No, I'm okay. Doritos, like, I even like the Doritos Locos Taco. I mean, that's a classic.
The Doritos look of tacos.
Yeah.
I don't think...
The shell?
Like for the shell's made of taco from Taco Bell.
Yeah, the shell's made from
gotcha,
there.
Gotcha.
Like, that's legit, and that's a game changer. Like,
yeah.
Cool Ranch is okay.
Cool Ranch?
On a good... Cool Ranch is a summertime snack.
I think
snack.
When I'm younger,
it's gotta be
yeah.
hot summertime. Yeah, for
Cool
summer,
Ranch is definitely...
Because it's got the word cool in it. But yeah, I agree. The classic nacho cheese Doritos. That's a great number 2. I will allow your number 3 to exist.
Oh my
because
God.
Number 2 is there.
I'm so happy.
Cuz I know now there's only one left and it better not be pretzels. And John, I swear to God, If you stereotype yourself and you put salt vinegar chip snacks, here we go. I want to hear what it is. I want to hear if the stereotype is real, John.
Number one.
All right, so number one.
Pretzels.
It's not pretzels.
Salt vinegar chips.
Matt kind of likes these, but not in the same way that I like them. I like mine a different style from Matthew.
Are we still talking about chips?
Yeah. We're still talking about chips.
Okay, just checking.
Some people, like, you know, I don't know where this stereotype of black people liking Cheetos came from. They're like, all black people like Cheetos. Matt might have told me this.
I've never heard that.
Somebody told me, because I said, oh, I'm not really a fan of Cheetos or cheese puffs or whatever. The puff balls were different when you're a kid, but just Cheetos in general. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm not a really big fan of Cheetos. They're like, but all black people like Cheetos. That's like, where did you hear that from?
I've heard salt and vinegar, but I've never heard Cheetos.
So I'm not a fan of just the normal Cheetos. Okay. Something about them. Some of the crunchy ones are a little too cheesy. But the number one is going to be the Flamin' Hot. When that came out, you ain't never had a Flamin' Hot Cheeto before?
No. I want to enjoy a chip, not burn my ass up.
Once again, it's the perfect amount of spice.
You like Takis, don't you?
I don't like Takis.
I'm surprised.
I'm sorry. I'm not a 12-year-old black kid.
I guess my son is then, because he likes Takis.
All the kids do. It's a Fortnite thing. They all eat them. It's weird.
Is it? It's a Fortnite thing?
A lot of kids do. I don't know. I just associate Takis, Fortnite, 12-year-old black kids.
Capri Suns.
That too. But Flamin' Hot Cheetos go way back before the craze took over here in Florida.
Now, is that dissimilar to a hot fry?
Nope, hot fries are different.
My sister-in-law is all about the hot fries. Andy Cap hot fries.
I love the Andy
love
hot
you, Courtney,
fries too.
But damn it. They look, I think I've had one and it's just not good.
And
it's
not
good.
Have you just not had a Flamin' Hot Cheeto?
I don't think I've had a Flamin' Hot Cheeto. Okay. I've had spicy things, right. I've had Cheetos, and I just associate
next
they're probably
something. Next time we get together, we're going to bring some of these things you never had before.
Okay.
And it's going to be like a top 5 things that Matt has never tried.
Okay.
And we're going to try them on the air and get your honest feedback.
Can we do this while we watch Billy Madison?
That is completely fine. But yeah, so the Flamin' Hot Cheeto for me goes back to when I was a little kid.
It's that old?
It's that old.
I thought it was more of a new phenomenon.
The thing, everybody in here.
It came back.
In Florida, it was kind of a new thing for everybody. But when we used to go to Atlanta to visit my family,
okay,
they always had them in Atlanta.
A-Town down.
So I was just like, what is this Flamin' Hot Cheeto thing, and why can't we get them in Florida? And so when they started finally putting them everywhere, I was like, well, I've had those when I was a kid. It's not a big deal, you know?
Okay.
So, but I still liked them. They're still one of my favorite chips. Not too spicy. The perfect balance. And the guy that made Flamin' Hot Cheetos did it kind of illegally. But then it turned out to be so good that they're like, yo, we need
to do it a side project he was working on?
The guy cleaning up at the end of the night, all the Cheeto dust would be on the ground. So he took some home and mixed some spices with it. This Mexican dude mixed a bunch of spices with it. And he started sprinkling this dust on different things. And then a couple of people at work found out about it. So they were collecting Cheeto dust and like putting his spices with it. And then eventually the CEO found out about it. And they're just like, what is this? What is this hot Cheeto stuff you're making? And then it's kind of one of those weird things where he thought he was going to get fired. But it's like, I'm going to give you a promotion.
Wow.
So
that's un-American.
Something he kind of made and he shouldn't have been making it. And then it just... I think that's the story. I could be wrong.
I have heard
but
that,
but I feel
maybe?
Like it's very similar.
Flaming Hot Cheetos.
It was just made by, I don't want to call him a janitor. He could have been just some dude cleaning up, but.
It could have been an engineer fixing something.
Yeah, it could have been anybody. So I'm not going to say I didn't do my research on Flaming Hot Cheetos. I didn't do a deep dive. I'm sorry. But so yeah, that's my number one, Matt. And
okay, I'm not as disappointed as I was hoping that. Yeah. Like Munchos didn't make the list.
I wanted Funyuns to be on the list.
Oh, that's classic.
That was one of the ones that for some reason I see a Funyun. I'm like, oh, let me get one of them Funyuns.
Yeah. If you get one of those bags, you know, we get all those little bags of chips and it's in a bowl, you know, like it's like for a party.
Yeah.
And I see that bright yellow bag, I'm grabbing one.
You're right.
I'm going to go Funyuns. I'm getting, because you know what? I don't want to be left over with just regular potato chips.
Plain chips.
Pringles didn't make your list.
Pringles. I'm not a big Pringle fan.
I do. I like the processed chips.
I don't
just like
know.
I like Muncho. Have you ever had a Muncho? They're super salty, but they're like this weird consistency of a chip.
Muncho.
They're like deep fried to a point where they're almost like crispy, bubbly looking.
I do.
My
like
brother
a good
got me
kettle
hooked on
chip.
Them. Yes, a good
like extra crunchy.
Yes,
Mrs. B's. I think it's one
like
of the
like a
brands,
salt pepper.
The jalapeno ones.
Nope.
The barbecue
you
ones.
You and those damn spicies. Nope, not me.
Look, I can't even do spicy food anymore.
I can't.
So it's like It's a double-edged sword.
Delicious yet painful.
Yeah. So no, never had the Takis. The Cheetos jalapeno cheddar, surprisingly delicious. Hot fries Matt doesn't like, but I like hot fries.
Does a cheese ball, like a Planner's cheese ball, count as a chip? Because I do like those in the little blue cans. They
I
came back.
I guess so. I guess so.
Delicious. Like neon. What cheese is that color?
Well, maybe we'll do. You like Pringles.
I like Pringles.
They have a lot of exotic, weird flavors.
I don't care about that.
I know, but hear me out. Maybe.
Man, those shitty Matt. Chips. Was it chips last week we were eating?
Matt.
Weird ass flavors from the Thailand store?
We do a recorded episode. We go live on Facebook at the same time.
Okay.
We get 5 different flavor Pringles you've never had before. This is one game. Goes back to Matt. We're doing stuff that you've never experienced
before.
I got
you a McRib.
Yeah, I know.
How'd that work out?
It was kind of weird. My stomach was all bubbly.
You know what we need to bring back?
What?
Remember the episode we did a while back? Where you decided to feed us all dollar store things. I forgot why we did it, but it was all dollar store foods, and we ranked them. It was like me, Tony, I think Mike was here.
Yeah, it was like a bunch of dollar store foods.
Yeah, because you were telling me to get me the lobster roll, and I was like, no, we're not doing seafood from the dollar store. That's
how
people die.
That was supposed to be another episode if we ever got popular with it.
We didn't.
but no, dollar store cuisine was a great segment.
Dollar store cuisine, yes.
I'm just saying, there's a way to budget shop and make things from the dollar store, because there are some name brand products there. You just got to know how to pick and choose.
I ain't that poor.
Go on the right delivery day. Well, especially when you get that bread. When that bread drops, it's only $1 for a loaf of bread.
Do you go to Dale's bread store?
The
bread?
Tortilla. I know the bread store here is actually great too, but back when I haven't been to the dollar store in like almost 2 years now, or a year, because of since the pandemic, I just stopped going out. So the dollar store, I just like, this stuff probably ain't the healthiest stuff from the dollar store. But my taco shells, my tortillas, my bread, my cleaning supplies, dollar store all day. I don't care what you
We go to Aldi's, pretty much same thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, see, I just told my mom the other day I've never been to Aldi's. It's like everybody talks about
Aldi's. Brianne has said she will take you. She will take you for your first experience, because it can be overwhelming, because the way everything's just in boxes. Nothing's like stacked nicely. It's just there.
Oh, I don't know.
Because they save a lot of time. Everything is designed for the box and stuff just to slide in.
Yeah.
And it's for all about manpower. They don't have a lot of employees.
So is this you walking around going through boxes?
Well, I mean, it's everything slides, and everything's in a perfectly square shape that slides into its spot.
Well,
and they're delicious.
Matt, on that note, I'm going to hit another random button.
Okay, see,
that I don't know what it does.
This new sweet new switcher system you got?
X something something.
All right. Aww. That's the sound effect we should have played for your number 3.
Anyway.
Chili cheese.
All right, we out of here, bitches.
Wow.
Hey guys, and thank you for listening to this episode of Topical 5.
You can stay up to date on all of our latest episodes by going to topical5.com. And when you get there, make sure to hit that subscribe button.
Smash that subscribe button.
Once again, that's topical5 with the number 5.com.
And thanks again for listening to the internet's number 1 top 5 show.